The murder of George Floyd, May 25th, recorded on camera and shared in a viral video, has set off a protest movement that a generation has never seen or known. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Over the last 6 weeks, the nation has reacted with protests, prayers, vigils, with calls for community action and fundamental changes. With little interruption, WDIY News presents voices of protest, prayer, and promise.
Joe Welsh. I'm a member of the local chapter of ACLU. I'm also on the state board. Last week, I spoke at the event talking about why this is not a black problem, the lynching of George Floyd. It is a white problem, and it is the white community that needs to step up with our brothers and sisters of color to come up with the solution to the over-incarceration, the over-policing, and the deaths of members of the minority communities. I'm basically here as a local volunteer for the ACLU, and we're informing people about our mission, which includes criminal justice reform and also protecting the right of people to peacefully protest.
It's great that there are so many people here, and I heard someone saying, are they going to do this every Sunday? It seemed like a good idea. I guess it was last Sunday and this Sunday, but that seemed like a good idea to me.
Here I asked the gentleman about his sign he made for the protest.
It's just what I feel. Just what I feel. Too many people dying. Too many people dying for no good reason.
I agree. And I think that people, we should be having people protected by police, not beaten by police. Police brutality is unacceptable and it's out of control. It's not the way I grew up.
I asked the protesters what changes they'd like to see happen.
A completely revamped police system?
Yeah, I don't think that it needs a tweak or so. It needs to be fixed. It may have to be reimagined.
I'm Jay, I'm from Allentown.
Carolyn from Allentown.
I asked this next family of three generations why they were there that day for the protests.
Basically just supporting everything that's going on, trying to make sure that this ends before
he grows
generation
up.
Grows up.
And has
just don't want to see him going through it. It's crazy. He learned it in school. I learned it in school. I don't
and
want
now
him
my
learn, son's
it in school. Gonna learn it in school.
It's crazy. It's three generations.
I asked him about the t-shirt he was wearing and what it said.
Am I next, basically? You never know who they target. There is no target. It's just black men in general. So it's a simple question. Am I going to be next? We hope not, but you never know what's going to happen.
And it's sad now because there's no age limit.
It's true.
You know what I mean? There's no age limit. There's no race going right now. I mean, it's just
you never know who's next.
Everybody's out for everybody, and it's sad.
You never know who's going to be next.
My son's 5 years old, and he's standing down here for a protest about his color that he don't even know about yet. And it's sad that he has to learn it this way. I mean, I know cops over there that I went to school with. And I mean, you walk up and you say hi to them and everybody looks at you. But at the same time, I'm not gonna disrespect the ones I went to school with, even though that we gotta deal with disrespect every day. You know what I mean? And I even try to show him, you know what I mean? Hey, I know the cop over there. Say hi to him if he says hi to you.
Yeah, the last thing we need is him to grow up scared of cops.
Or scared of anything in general.
Who do you go to now?
I just think all this racism is ridiculous. I mean, everyone should get along. We're all the same. Everyone, we all bleed the same color. We're all the same. And there shouldn't be no racism in this world. It's ridiculous. I mean, I lived with it for how long, raising my sons, and even way before. And it's crazy. And as far as the cops, you've got good ones, but you've got very prejudiced ones. And just to take it out on them, and it's ridiculous. This all needs to just stop and everyone get along the way we all should get along.
I asked the protesters what changes they'd like to see happen.
A change.
A change. Everyone unite and become one.
A change.
Instead of all this.
Once everybody's treated equal, that's when all this will end. Until then, they just gotta deal with the consequences.
Yeah, but at the same time though, it still starts with us though. Like I tell everybody, and I know everybody, I'm gonna get some bash for this, but we can't stand here talking about Black Lives Matter, wearing Black Lives Matter shirts, but then going up here and shooting our own color over some drugs. We can't do it. Because, I mean, that's just, like, I mean, you're contradicting, it's defeating the purpose of why you're standing down here.
This is true.
You know what I mean? We can't get mad if a cop shoots us, but then go shoot our own color.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, my name is Chris Alford, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Tyler, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Judy Alford, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Say Cameron. Eastern Pennsylvania.
Cameron, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Tell us about your painting.
I need to paint a lot more of these for each and every one of the victims of police brutality. It's the legacy of our country, and we have to take care of it now. This is the time. And I know they probably felt like that in the 60s, but I think we've come to a point in the crossroads that everyone, you're either on board or off board. You have to get on board. This is not going to go away until we move it in the direction of love. I'm a mural painter and an artist and a passionate activist. I feel strongly about this. It's not much more that's more important than this right now.
I had asked the mural artist what was going through her mind as she painted her picture of George Floyd.
The energetics of sadness in our society. I mean, when we have no mercy, we have no humanity.
It seems like they're enjoying themselves, they're having a good time, everybody's peaceful, so obviously I support people's right to protest. I mean, I have no issue with it. Sergeant Osetnik from Easton Police.
You know what's so great about today is that this protest is a little different. Somebody say a little different. Why is it different? Because it's faith-based. What does that mean? That means is that we believe that the God that we serve can heal, can do miracles, signs, and wonders in this land if we allow him to. Black lives matter. Somebody say that. Black lives matter. Yeah, black lives matter. But your life matters to God as well. And we cannot lose the focus. As you fight for me, I fight for you. As you hold those who mistreat me accountable, I will hold those who mistreat you accountable. And that's what faith-based movements are all about, is that if one of us hurt, we all hurt. If one of us is mistreated, we are all mistreated. And because we are faith-based, we don't go to man. We look to Jesus to solve all of our problems. We look to Jesus to answer all of the problems that's in this world. If you believe me, I dare you to shout amen to that. If everybody can do me a favor, just lift up your hands, two hands. When African Americans and some of us encounter the police officers, they ask us to lift up our hands because they want to make sure that our hands have nothing in them. But as believers, when we lift up our hands, we're telling God, Lord, take whatever that I'm wrestling with, anything that I'm facing, I surrender it to you. Thank you for this beautiful day that you have blessed us with. Thank you for allowing us to gather peacefully. We also thank you for our country and the freedoms that we have right here in America.
freedom of religion, God, to be able to come outside and declare that you are Lord, that you are the Savior of this world. And so today, Lord, we pray that as we go forth, God, in this presentation of marching and presenting our country with justice as a protest, we pray, God, that you will have your way in this place where we are standing, Lord. If there's hearts that are broken, Lord, we pray, God, that you will mend them today. If people are suffering with anger right now, Lord, we pray, God, that your peace will come into their hearts today. Lord, we also pray for justice, Lord. We pray, God, that those who are in power will understand and have empathy for those, God, who are losing their lives on the battlefields, losing their lives to police violence, losing their lives, God, to certain systematic racism that's happening in our country. We pray, God, that today this will show a sign of solidarity amongst faith believers. That we're not separate, but we are together in this. That we stand together, Father God, to speak against injustice in this world. We also pray for our president. We pray for President Donald Trump. Lord, give him wisdom. Surround people around him that has wisdom, that can speak into his ear and help him to understand what others are going through. Lord, we pray for the success of America, that we will overcome from this situation. But not only overcome, Father God, but the situation will change, no longer be the same. We also pray for the police officers that are standing in the front lines. We understand that all police officers are not bad, Father. We understand that all of them don't have ill intentions as they encounter African Americans. But we know that there are some that do. And so we pray, God, that you will bless them and that you will heal their hearts and that you will remove anything that will cause someone to lose their lives, a life, when they encounter the police.
These voices of protest, prayer, and promise come from all walks of life, all pigments, all ages, and are now coming together for a shared purpose. True equality, true justice, and real freedom. Embracing and understanding the differences between us is to be human. Now a new generation of youth are cranking the catalyst of change by staging protests and calling on leaders and elected officials to end policies of systemic racism. All of these changes will lead to a better tomorrow for our communities, our residents, and for the Lehigh Valley. For exclusive photography of all the protests featured in this story series, go to WDIY.org, select News tab, and then Local News. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.